So, what's your name?
Oh, Ibrahim.
Excellent. And tell us something about your experience of Thamesmead, a memory or something that's significant to you.
Yeah, I feel like when I came to the UK in 2008, so this was actually the first place I came to. It was December, very cold. And that was the winter of the that was proper snowy. That was 2008-2009. So obviously I came out with my family seeing snow for the first time, making snow angels, and it was so exciting. Like, obviously I'm from Nigeria, you've heard of snows, but you never get to see it. So, and it was so exciting to see everyone come out as well. Like, everyone was excited to see snow. So I was a little bit confused, like, are you guys not meant to be used to this? Like, I should be excited, not you guys. Like, everyone was excited. Then obviously, at least I found out that, okay, it's not that much of an occurrence, that this was actually massive snow in a very long time. So yeah, so that was one of my experiences. And obviously going up in Thamesmead, I met a lot of friends, like one of my lifelong friends, like the one I'm with right now. And something that I don't know if it's Thamesmead of Greenwich, is what Greenwich used to do with Charlton Athletics. I don't think they do it anymore. Like, the community come together to kick football every summer. Like, there's a tournament. I used to look forward to that every year. Like, even when I went to uni after 2012 Olympics, I went to uni. And even though I love Leicester, I went to DMU in Leicester, but it was not the same as Thamesmead. Like, because Thamesmead gives you that sense of community. It's kind of weird for someone to say that they're coming from Nigeria. Like, because obviously you've got the Nigerian community and then you've got the other Asian community. Everyone just mixed together. But unlike Leicester, like, I love Leicester because of the community vibe as well, but it's like a lot of Asian community, but it seems like Thamesmead is kind of a mixed community as well. So yeah, that's obviously coming back to Thamesmead. Ideally, I would love to spend the rest of my life in Thamesmead, but with the way these house prices is going up, so that probably won't be something that's going to be possible. But yeah, but I'll never forget Thamesmead though.
That's so interesting. Yeah. About that first experience of snow.
Snow, like, it was very surreal. Like, that's just something funny. And obviously I know it's snow, but you just never got to, I never saw it before, because Nigeria's always up. So I've seen everyone excited as well to see snow. I'm like, hold on, why are you excited? Like, you live here, you should be used to snow. But obviously then I found out that, yeah, it hasn't snowed like that for a very long time. So yeah.
Where are your favorite places in Thamesmead? Where do you like hanging out?
Oh yeah, the town center. Hopefully they can improve it as well, though. We need a lot more things in the town center, because I feel like because obviously coming from college, you come to the McDonald's to get food because you're a fat kid. But yeah, but I feel like I would love if there's like a proper shopping center in Thamesmead that you can actually chill more. Like, because I have to travel all the way to Woolwich to get some of my outfits, JD Sports and whatnot. But I feel like if there's more of that in Thamesmead, that will actually keep a lot of people within Thamesmead, because that's the reason why I go, to Woolwich. So yeah, and as well, the open field at the back of Woolwich Poly as well, I actually love it. I wish I can fish, but I always like walking past to see people fish, and even if I let them find out they cannot keep the fish, they have to throw it back. But it's something that's different, and then the green pastures and whatnot, and getting to play football there as well. So yeah, I love that part of Thamesmead as well.
Do you think you might learn to fish?
I'm open to varieties of things as well. Like, if I have to have someone that would teach me how to fish, I think I'll get involved actually. I'll get involved, because I learned to fly a kite with Greenwich Council back then as well. So yeah, so if I get to learn how to do it, I'll definitely get involved. Hopefully I don't get to get into the water, I can't swim. Let's just put that there. I wouldn't get into the water, I can't swim. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Brilliant.